The next patient is Robert K. The last name is K-A-Y. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following the practice because of proteinuria that has been persistent for some time period. The patient has been followed by a nephrologist in Jersey. Period, we have not been able to deliver either the SGLT2 inhibitor or finerenone because the insurance doesn't cover those medications. This patient has a history of arterial hypertension, sleep apnea, and cardiovascular problems. Was recently admitted to a hospital in where was supposed to be congestive heart failure. The patient is strongly advised to stay away from salt, to follow a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and to take the diuretics as prescribed, period. The patient has an appointment in the congestive heart failure clinic in Sebring, S-E-B-R-I-N-G. And after that, the patient will go back for the summer to New Jersey and be back here in November, period. According to our number, the patient has lost 18 pounds of body weight that I'm sure was related to the hospitalization. The blood pressure remains stable, 125, excuse me, 125 over 60. Number two, the patient has morbid obesity. The BMI is 39. He's encouraged to decrease the total caloric intake. Discussion about a plant-based diet was repeated. Period. And number two, the patient has a status post prostatectomy 12 years ago for carcinoma of the prostate. This carcinoma was out of the prostate, and for that reason, 35 rounds of radiation therapy were given. The patient had metastasis in the bone. He's undergoing therapy at the Florida Cancer Center. Anemia secondary to the above. Following number, hypertension under control. Following number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and anticoagulation. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease treated with PPIs. He continues with a CKD between 2 and 3A with a proteinuria that is that has decreased to 535 milligrams per gram of creatinine. We reevaluate the case in November. Of 2024 when the patient returns back from New Jersey. We invested 10 minutes review in the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.